From Tidbits on June 11th, 2012, this is Tidbits Presents a Do Mobile Me, live online on June 16th, 2012. Written by Adam Siangst. And now for something completely different. Tidbits Presents. We've written a number of articles about dealing with Mobile Me's upcoming demise and how to keep certain capabilities on older machines or on services other than iCloud. And, more comprehensively, Joe Kissel's Take Control of iCloud has helped thousands of Mac users switch from MobileMe to iCloud and to learn how to make most of iCloud's features. But judging from the anxiety that we're hearing from Tidbits and Take Control readers, there are still lots of people out there who haven't yet made the jump to iCloud, even though MobileMe is slated to go dark in less than a month, on June 30th, 2012. We updated Take Control of iCloud with the latest information just a few weeks ago, but not everyone has a copy yet, and even for those who do, it's impossible to anticipate every last question. And, of course, iCloud may not be the best option for everyone. So here's what we're going to do. On Saturday, June 16th, at 12 p.m. Eastern, that's noon, or 9 a.m. Pacific, and 6 p.m. in Paris, France, where Joe lives, we're going to host a live online presentation about how to deal with MobileMe going away, which may involve switching to iCloud or replacing MobileMe services with those from Google, Dropbox, Zangzing, and others. This is exactly the sort of talk that Joe gives at major conferences like Macworld iWorld and the Mac Mania Cruises, but we're making it free for all comers. Plus, our plan is to record it so those who are busy on Saturday can tune in later, while those who attend live will have a chance to ask questions and help guide the discussion while Joe is talking. Again, all of this will be free, though we certainly hope it will encourage those people who wish to switch to iCloud to purchase Take Control of iCloud. This is a big experiment for us, since although we've done lots of point-to-point online presentations for Mac user groups over the years, we've never tried a webinar for what could be hundreds of simultaneous viewers. We're planning to use the Google Plus Hangouts on Air service, since it seems to combine a decent live experience with automatic recording to YouTube. Even though we've done our last few staff meetings and this week's WWDC commentary via Hangouts on Air, we're still a bit unsure of how it will work for everyone. For instance, we believe that anyone can watch live, but you'll need a Google Plus account and need to be logged in to add questions to the Hangouts on Air post. And alas, Hangouts on Air doesn't yet work on iOS yet, which is a shame, since we think it would be brilliant to be able to watch on the iPad. You will be able to view the YouTube video on the iPad afterwards, though. So if you have some free time next Saturday at noon Eastern, do join Joe and me and bring your MobileMe questions. As you'll see in the Tidbits Presents landing page we've set up, the link to the live presentation won't be available until we start it. If you need to communicate with us in some fashion outside of Google Plus during the presentation, send me messages via Twitter at @AdamAngst. Hangouts on Air doesn't seem to have a scheduling or reminder service, so it's up to you to remember at the right time. Or you can download this .ics file and import it into iCal or BusyCal on the Mac, or into Calendar on iOS. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tibbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I'm really looking forward to seeing people there. So if you've got the time, love to see you on Saturday.